Righto, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How'd the market handle all the Adrian Orr business?
Oh, well, we're a day on, aren't we, from the biggest OCR hike that we've ever seen. So, yeah, I thought we'd check in on financial markets and just see how we're going. The key takeout here, Mike, is that markets, if I look at foreign exchange, interest rates, share markets, all relatively calm.
Good.
So very short-term interest rates, they've moved up. There is an extra 25 basis points built into sort of those forward expectations. But I just don't think there was widespread surprise at the hawkish stance. Kiwi dollar's a bit stronger. So share market relatively stable. Of course, we're moving into the Thanksgiving period in the US, so things do quieten down a little bit. But we were only down 2 points yesterday. We can see, though, what we can see, Mike, is we can see the shadow being cast across share markets of the specter of higher interest rates. And we did have a lack of lift in our market yesterday, and that was in contrast to generally higher offshore markets. There were a few companies reporting results. Those results were generally weaker than expected. So you had cancer diagnosis company Pacific Edge Biotech. It was down 3% yesterday. We saw a good increase in revenue, but still spending money to commercialize their products there. So their losses widened out to $10.6 million. Raycon, high-tech manufacturer, they reported a net profit of $16 million for the first 6 months to the end of September. That is 15% lower than the previous corresponding period. The telecoms equipment, big growth area for them. They've grown revenue there by 14%, benefiting from the rollout of 5G around the world. Margins lower, but look, they talk to significant macroeconomic volatility and risks associated with exchange rate, inflation, labor shortages, and raw material supply issues. So all very common refrains there. And AFT Pharmaceuticals, a local NZX listing, Good North Shore company, their share price took a bit of a hit yesterday, down just under 10%. They saw a fall in operating profit. Interesting business. You'd recognize the Maxigesic brand there. But they had a strong lift in revenue. It was up 18%, 30% growth in product sales and royalties. Gross profit was up, but all good top-line numbers, but they're investing more into things like their sales force to capitalize on growth opportunities, so the net profit did fall there. But where you are seeing the impact of higher interest rates in the property sector, so Stride out yesterday, a real estate business, they revalued their portfolio lower because the listed property sector is sensitive to higher interest rates. The other one, Mike, retirement village sector, that's being affected because slowing residential property market. So if you want to move in, you can't sell your house if you need to sell your house to go in. So there is a shadow of interest rates there.
Okay, and what about the transmission of monetary policy? Is this too weighty for Friday, Andrew?
Well, I contemplated this. You know, I'm up in the far, far north, and there's not too much conversation about here and the transmission of monetary policy. But it's important, Mike. You know, this: how do these increases in the official cash rate flow through into the broader economy? Because we do realise from time to time that the OCR is a fairly blunt tool. There was a Bloomberg report out yesterday, and it was looking at how effective the transmission of monetary policy is around the world, because of course the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is not the only central bank raising cash rates. And the things, the US at the moment seems to be getting the most traction. It's seeing the most effective transmission, and that is coming hot on the heels of the release of the Fed Reserve meeting minutes yesterday, which showed officials there are now starting to move towards moderating the pace of interest rate hikes. And we are an awful long way from that, Mike. So they could start to see smaller rate increases from the Federal Reserve, whereas we're at, what, 4.25? We've got to get to 5.5, according to the MPS. So, you know, we've got quite a long way to go, and they're going to have to keep going quite quickly. But it supports my view, Mike, that this battle against inflation around the world is going to start to become more nuanced depending on where you are. It's not going to be the same in Australia as it is in New Zealand as it is in the US.
That is true. What are the numbers?
Well, the US markets, obviously, they're on holiday. They're having its turkey time. So their markets are unchanged from the other night. So 34,194 was the close on the Dow, 4027 on the S&P 500, 11,285 on the NASDAQ. But overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 8,7473. The Nikkei was up 0.95%, so good rise there, 28,383 the close. Shanghai Composite down 8,3089. The Aussies gained 10 points yesterday, 7,241. And as I say, we lost 2 points in the NZX 50, 11,321. Kiwi dollar, though, stronger, 0.6266 against the US, 0.9262 Aussie, 0.6021 euro, 0.5166 pounds, 86.72 Japanese yen, gold $1,756.53. And to close the week out, Brent crude $85.18.
We'll take it. You enjoy it. See you next week. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.co.nz.